Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I can tell you a few things. One, did not have central air last night. All right? Did not. So your boy didn't sleep. So I might come off a little heavy-handed at the start of the show. All right? It doesn't help that I am solo, and I'm going to be talking about a subject and a topic and something I've been thinking about all week. So I'm actually in a great mood. It just might not sound like it. Usually when we start an F-Off Friday, I'm a little bit more bouncy, bubbly. Bouncy's not a great word for a fat man. Everything jiggles, but you get what I'm saying. But, I mean, I will tell you, that when I walked into the studio today and there was Friday golf on the TV in studio, I got irrationally irritated at Andy and Dan. Actually, that's not true, because when I walked in, we had a couple of nice little conversations, and then when they left, I noticed that there was Friday golf. I don't know what, listen, there are times to watch golf, all right? I love to play golf. Friday, middle of the day, not it for me. No, thank you. Not to watch it, unless I'm watching myself play golf. Now, there was that, a little update on the conundrum that we had yesterday, right? How do I, the missus gets mad if I don't wake her up when she falls asleep on the couch, and then she keeps me up later because she just talks and restarts my active brain. So yesterday I tried something new. I woke her up an hour before I wanted to go to bed. And then right as she got out of her seat, I said, oh, can you take the dog out? Admittedly, that was passive aggressive. It did not work. It went exactly like. But at some point, I'm following through on my promise that I made to Fedor yesterday, that I'm just going to let her stay asleep on the couch and live with it once to see if we can correct this pattern. But it is a football Friday. It is an F-off Friday. And this conversation, the one about the Jacksonville game, the one about Deshaun Watson on and off the field, the one about what in the blue hell is going on with the Cleveland Browns. This has been a week in the making. And I got to be honest with you. I have tried to be as fair and as impartial as I possibly can be because I realize that I am the rarity in this town. I am. I don't hate Deshaun. I don't love Deshaun. I don't I'm not a hater of him. I'm not an apologist. I'm not a homer of him. I'm honestly about as Switzerland as you can be after two plus, almost, I mean, disastrous feels like a great word here on a Football Friday. Maybe that reeks of recency bias because really it's one awful game and one truly awful, or rather the latest awful allegation and lawsuit against Deshaun. So maybe this is spiked a little bit, even as I'm Switzerland. Maybe it's a little more feverish than it would have been if we'd had the same conversation a week ago. But all week long, I've sat back and I've had the partner where everybody else has to work with the same partner every day. I've had the great ability to work with somebody different every day. And that absolutely has been a benefit of this week because I've heard so many different, and I've talked to people with so many differing perspectives on Deshaun. And that has been a gift that allows me to have this conversation to start the show before we welcome in Spencer German, hopefully later this hour or early next hour, before we get into the nits and the grits on a Football Friday, because I do think a lot has changed in a week, but maybe not that much should have changed in the week when we actually get to the football game here. So bear with me, because this has been the longest setup in the history of setups. This week, I have heard so many different things about saving the Browns, right? Really smart, really well thought out ideas on how we can change the course of Browns history, going into this, right the ship, as it were, get on the right side of getting a fairway, right? Or just all collectively stop wondering what in the hell has happened to the Cleveland Browns because of one Sunday and one Monday, right? And I'm here to tell you, and this is partially to Deshaun Watson himself, and this is partially because we need to reset our own sanity going into this weekend. Guys, I've heard every idea everybody's had about fixing this offense. I've heard every idea that everyone has about fixing Deshaun and about fixing the Browns and about getting things where they need to be. And I hear you, and I see you, but there is no one to save the Browns and the Browns' offense but Deshaun Watson. Jameis Winston has great pregame speeches, and man, when he's in front of a microphone, the man is instantly quotable. I would love to hang out with Jameis Winston. It's not likely he's going to save the Cleveland Browns. Kevin Stefanski, right? Kevin has got two winning seasons in 4 years. That's more than any other Browns coach since 1999. And two playoff trips. It ain't all on Kevin Stefanski. No, it's not. It's not on Andrew Berry. It's not on Jerry Jeudy. It's not on Amari Cooper. Or we could put Nick Chubb and dress him up as Batman when he comes off the IR. And it's not going to be on Nick Chubb. It's not going to be on Myles Garrett in the defense. It's not going to be on Tony Busby or Rusty Harden, right? Because nothing's changing. Nothing is changing. The bar, which was set 2 years ago, has not even been close to being broached by Deshaun Watson when it comes to on or off the field. Yeah, it is fair to say, and I really want to make sure that this is driven home as we start the show. I really want this to be clear. Just because Deshaun... This latest allegation, this latest lawsuit, is from the same time of the other allegations and lawsuits. That doesn't mean Deshaun has done everything that he possibly could to ingratiate himself to a new town. The easy thing is to say to play good football. That's easy, right? Now, we all know playing good football, that's not easy. It's really hard. These are the best of the best. But my point is, if you're a world-class athlete who has done that before, that should be the easy thing. The tough thing is in a new situation with a mess of allegations and a mess of people, you know, talking about your character in a way you've never experienced it before, with criticisms you've never experienced before. The tough thing is to ingratiate yourself to that new situation. And Deshaun has not done it. So that, in and of itself, the only one that can do that, I can't do it for Deshaun. I can't invite Deshaun on the radio. I mean, I can, but he's got to accept it, right? Deshaun can go on Good Morning Football, all right? But they can reach out. He's got to accept it. So when it comes to Deshaun and the bar and everything we've talked about the entire week, everything is on Deshaun when it starts with the off the field. It hasn't happened yet. It's going to need to happen at some point. Yep, so is good football. This thing only goes on as long as the football or the threat of good football is worth it for the Cleveland Browns. That's just the reality. Jimmy Haslam admitted as much when they traded for Deshaun Watson in one of the three or four times they talked about it. I think that one was one in the preseason or training camp where he said if his name was Joe Smith, we weren't going to do this for him. But when it comes to the football itself, I've heard this idea. Well, you know what? They got to change the offense. They got to start running the ball more. One, Nick Chubb ain't walking through that door. Well, he might walk through the door, but he's not running through those blockers. So that's not happening in the next 3 weeks, right? And even then, there's reason to believe that ain't happening then. That it might take a while for Batman to be Batman again. So Nick Chubb's not running your way to safety. Jerome Ford. I think Jerome's actually a little underrated. I think Jerome's a really nice running back. Jerome Ford's not fixing this offense overnight. The offensive line is not fixing the offense overnight. The running game, switching this from more of a passing game to a run game, it isn't saving this because that's not how it's set up. This thing is set up, and this is what is so damn hard to accept as a Cleveland Browns fan who just wants some positivity. After an offseason of more infighting and there were some really good, really well articulated thoughts on the Deshaun thing. There's also a lot of ones that aren't worth the devil's fart. It's just
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Not. So after that, the hope was we finally get back to football. Let's make it about football, right? This is before the allegation, the latest allegation we're talking. And then we go out there, and it was Deshaun's worst game as a Cleveland Brown. Oh, well, I got to fix the offense. This is on Ken Dorsey. Ken Dorsey's got... No, it's Betonio. Betonio should have accepted his hand and allowed him to pick him up off the ground. Guys, this thing is built to sink or swim on Deshaun. That doesn't mean, all right, that doesn't mean that they can't win some games if Deshaun is a complete no-show this year or if at some point they have to bench him. It doesn't mean you can't even get to the low water mark that Kevin Stefanski set 2 years ago in 7 wins. No, this is talking about the future of the Cleveland Browns begins this Sunday, right? We know the last 13 games. We know all the everything that came with it. Guys, we know. We've talked about it. But for everyone keeping looking, all of us looking for some bastion of sanity in what has been sheer madness for 2+ years, guys, I hate to tell you, the only guy that's flipping the switch, the only guy that's making this palatable this season is the guy you and I on the field don't trust, is the guy that a fair amount of Clevelanders off the field don't trust. It's Deshaun. They spent the entire offseason taking everything that they possibly could, within reason, to make this unfailable for Deshaun Watson. We brought in a new offensive coordinator, and we're going to run things that we saw previously, right? That Deshaun's comfortable with from New England and from what Ken Dorsey did in Carolina and Buffalo. And by the way, it looks like the Buffalo Bills can run again. Looks like maybe Ken Dorsey was part of the problem there. I digress. But no, they spent the entire offseason. And so I've heard, and I've heard people talk all week about, well, how can we? We can't. Every single bit of pressure is on Deshaun Watson. And so if Deshaun doesn't want to have to ask or be asked or answer 75% questions about a lawsuit, the latest lawsuit, go play well. If Deshaun is feeling immense pressure, which, guys, it doesn't take a bit of empathy to know, I guarantee you this might be the most pressure Deshaun has felt because he thought he was over this nonsense, and now he's played the worst game maybe of his career. Deshaun, you want the pressure to go away? Cool. Do what great athletes do, which is find a way to leave the you-know-what at the door and play good football. At this point, I'm not even asking. If you play good football this weekend, 2 weekends from now, I might ask for great football. Just give me good football. Just give me something passable that if I squint, I can think to myself, hey, that doesn't suck. But to kind of, we keep doing this thing where we keep, bring it back. No, maybe if we do this, maybe if we squint hard enough, maybe if we just tilt the picture to the right. No. The Browns, in an effort to give Deshaun every advantage to become old Deshaun, they made this. And when I say this, I'm talking about the playoffs. I'm talking about a Super Bowl run. I'm talking about the future of the organization over the next 2 to 3 years. And maybe even more than that. They made it all about Deshaun. That was not your decision. It was not my decision. Some people would have made that decision. Others wouldn't have. It's not really for us to relitigate it. But Jimmy Haslam made the trade. He ain't saving this thing. Nope. Andrew Berry okayed the trade. He ain't saving this thing. Kevin Stefanski, Ken Dorsey, Jerome Ford, Nick Chubb, Jim Schwartz, Andrew Siciliano, Pumpkinhead. None of us. It is all on Deshaun. So if Deshaun wants the thing to change, it is the age-old adage. It's simple. If you don't like what they're saying about you, change the conversation. And there is only one way to do it. And that is play good football. This would have been the case even if he had only played bad football and didn't have the latest allegation and lawsuit against him. But it's creative, and I love the passion and the creativity and the but. This is the thing. We can help him. No. It is a decision by Deshaun Watson whether he wants to be great again. And I know that he's dealing with the shoulder. I get that. I know that he's dealing with things off the field that most of us never have to deal with. I can understand. And by the way, the rebuttal there is, who put you in that situation? Cleveland didn't. Jimmy Haslam didn't. We didn't. The Houston Texans didn't. It might have helped you get out of that situation for a minute, but they didn't put you in that situation. So the only person that can take Deshaun Watson out of this situation is Deshaun Watson. And I'm not saying this in judgment of Deshaun. I hope that he understands the clarity of this. If he is behind Leroy Bickerstaff, it's not Trent Williams. He's not going to save you. It's not, it's the offensive line. It's your ass. And the sooner you do it, the less the pressure. You're never, listen, until these lawsuits stop, until the football is good enough, you're never going to stop the constant criticism and the pressure that comes with the contract, with the public scrutiny. You're not, but you can pause it, and you can start pausing it by week one. Oh, well, okay, you didn't do that. Now you can start pausing it by winning this weekend and playing well. Because if you don't do that this weekend, it's only going to get harder from here. Pressure amplifies every time you don't ring that bell.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Noor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Noor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Noor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.